The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus went up the mountain and summoned those whom he wanted, and they came to him. He appointed 12, whom he also named apostles, that they might be with him, and he might send them forth to preach and to have authority to drive out demons. He appointed the 12 Simon, whom he named Peter, James the son of Zebedee, and the brother of James, whom he named Boanerges, that is, sons of thunder, Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good. So once again, good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
Good afternoon.
Just a tiny little thought for you today. If you heard yesterday's first reading at Mass, then you heard the story of how King David came back triumphant from having slain Goliath the Philistine, and all the people of Jerusalem sang and chanted his praises. They said, "Saul has slain his thousands and David his tens of thousands." And when King Saul heard that, he got insanely jealous of David. Thought to himself, the only thing left now is for David to take the kingship. I must do something about this. And he set his mind and resolved to kill young David. Until Jonathan spoke some sense into him. And King Saul deeply regretted what he'd thought and decided to spare the life of David. Well, if you remember that, you might be surprised to hear what you heard in today's first reading, where King Saul's back on the warpath, but now with 3,000 hand-picked soldiers, once again fully resolved to kill King David. David sees Saul in a vulnerable position, has every opportunity to take his life, but he steadies his hand, spares his life, makes an impassioned speech, declares his faithfulness to the king, and once again, King Saul deeply regrets his decision to kill David. But you know what's interesting? Just two more little chapters in the book of Samuel, and Saul's going to be back on the road again, trying to kill King David. And the reason why I'm mentioning all this is, part of the reason why Saul is mentioned here in these readings, is he is an example of something we all struggle with. Insincere repentance and a lack of will to change. King Saul is very sorry for what he did, but there's a big difference between being sorry for what you've done and repenting of what you've done. If I were to ask you what the word repentance means, many of you might say, well, it means to feel sorry for what you've done. Or you might say, well, it means that you decide you're going to clean up your act. Or some other statement that's close but doesn't exactly hit the bullseye. Something that talks about your subjective emotional state or a vague desire to improve. You know what the word repentance is in the New Testament? I know I've said this to you before, but let's just remind ourselves. The word repentance in the New Testament is metanoia. Literally, it means change the way you think. If we want to truly repent, we need to change the way we think. Let me give you three ways I know from the example of the saints and from the stories of the scriptures that lead to genuine repentance. Right? The first is jadedness or disgust with yourself. This is usually reserved for those who have committed serious sins. And if you stop and think for a moment about the shortness of this life, the length of eternity, and the certainty of divine judgment, it can lead to a change of thinking, okay? This is something of a via negativa, but it works, all right? That's your first path to true metanoia, all right? The second, and this is one that really applies to all of us, you know, you show up at 12:15 on a Friday for Mass, you're obviously several standard deviations off the norm, all right? But weariness with mediocrity, You love God, but with feebleness. You desire to do good, but with no real willingness to struggle or sacrifice. You intend all of the best, but with lukewarmness, and then you hear the stories of the lives of the saints. Or you see an example of someone whose own life inspires you, and something deep down is convicted, I can do better, and has a change of thinking that's real repentance. And you know what the third path that leads to real repentance? It's a sudden grace from God. And he does this. You think about the life of St. Augustine, or you think about the life of Francis of Assisi, or John Henry Cardinal Newman. God can give people sudden graces that change their life and that change their thinking. But no matter what, we want to go much more than just merely feeling bad for what we've done or vaguely thinking I should do better. What we want to pursue is this idea of metanoia, a change in thinking. So, you know, you're going to hear the story of Saul down through the first book of Samuel, and actually the example of Israel down through the whole Old Testament. With their best intentions, but with no real conviction to change, insincere repentance and a lack of desire to change is given to us an example to avoid. Desire true repentance. Pray for it. And ask for it. And the Lord of heaven and earth that gives all good things will give you what your heart truly desires for your good, for the good of those you love, and for the praise and glory of God the Father. Amen.